Good morning.
Radio.
Hello, all you early birds on the East Coast, and then all the different time zones and people from around the world listening. Thank you for joining on this episode of Kelly's Holistic Healing, calling in for free readings. So I am a holistic healer on Cape Cod, Massachusetts. And I am naturally a psychic medium and healer. And I'm 37 now. And throughout my years, I have studied and gotten certifications and all that kind of stuff. But I also find that just being me authentically, fully, is when everything flows the best. So even though I am studying, I am one, I do have certifications, really just letting the divine flow come through me and direct the readings and the energy work that I do, that always gets the best results, because that's just my gift in life. I was born that way, so it comes easy to me when I do that. So I want to start off just reading about my little blurb on KellyRoy.com. You can go to KellyRoy, KellyRoy.com. And I'm on my book or reading link on my website now, because I just wanted to give everybody an idea of really what my readings are about, because there's so many different types of readings and different types of psychics out there. So here we go. Kelly does readings as an intuitive channel, allowing the information to pass through you to her. Her readings are straight from the heart, full of love, direction, and encouragement. She considers her readings very healing and honors the information coming to her in a loving, gentle way. Kelly picks up on your vibration and sees blocks that may be holding you back from living your best life. And she provides advice on how to move forward. I provide advice from that energetic standpoint. You'll understand when you listen to the show and you guys call in and get a quick little mini reading. That is her purpose and all of her service as a holistic healer. Holistic healer is my body, soul, your whole self, not just one piece of you. And so that is really what my heart desires, is to help people live in the now. And if I see things from a deep root energetic perspective that may be a hic, I will pass that along to encourage you to move from that, and seeing energetic wisdom there, but also your positive traits and your gifts and things that are flowing with high vibration. Pick up on all of that stuff too. So I am going to be doing free readings, free short little mini readings. If anybody happens to be awake right now, call in. The number is 713-955-0408. And call in with a specific question, please, in a specific area that you would like read. And remember, I'm not a fortune teller. I just pick up on the energetic roots of things. So let's see, 25 minutes left. So I am going to go back to my website and my homepage. Welcome to my holistic website. I'm a holistic healer and stress reduction therapist. I utilize electromagnetic healing techniques, mindfulness, and the healing arts to assist my clients to have a higher level overall peace and wellness. In this high-pressure society, guys, it is so important to have that wellness and peace in your body and mind. That is what directs all things in your life. So if you've never tried any type of internal thought processing, healing work, you're not a slave to your thoughts. You're not your thoughts. Your thoughts don't control your emotions. You control your thoughts. You can control your thoughts is what I mean to say. And there's very simple techniques to do that. So if anybody's in the Osterville area, I have an office in a beautiful barn. That's a very historical barn. connected to Jackie Onassis, and it's updated and everything. It's not falling apart. It's not going to collapse on your head, but it is in Osterville Fitness. And Margie's the owner over there. She's absolutely fabulous. So I have a beautiful room in there, and I did put a picture of my brochure up on the episode page with the pictures. So you can see that my main thing that I do over there is electromagnetic restoration. So that's a deep healing work. It's getting to the vibration of the flow in your body to help that be restored to a positive harmonic flow. If there's anything that's kind of heavy that you're holding on to that you want to let go of, it's that deep work that through our sessions together releases all that. So if anybody happens to be on the Cape, I am a natural healer as well. I've always been able to feel and see energy, but I do have advanced training in the actual techniques. And then I kind of, what I always do is I make it my own. So I'm very guided with each session for each individual's needs. I love these gongs, and everybody loves these gongs. I use gongs. They're ancient instruments, essentially, in their sound and their vibration, but also tuning into the chi energy. Your caller is probably because it's 8 in the morning and I'm insane, but I have a 1 or 2 year old, so we're up yet. And this is a good time. So if there's anybody that's just joining us, we're calling you today for free psychic reading. And you can call in for like a short reading if you have one area that you want read on the energetic roots of that. So don't be shy, guys. It is 713-955-0408. If nobody calls in, I'll probably just change the title to Kelly's Holistic Healing in general, because I can just talk about this stuff. So if anybody's interested in just sitting back and chilling and listening to somebody's perspective on healing arts, and one is to be a reader, I'm just going to chat about that until I get a caller, which is completely fine. I'm here on my website, kellyroy.com, KellyRoy.com. And for all you people who are not local, I do a lot of over-the-phone and remote work, remote meeting from me to you, wherever you are in the entire world. So I've done people in all different countries. I've helped people energetically restore balance and healing, and also coaching people holistically, meaning helping them find more mindfulness and balance, and tips and tricks that I have been learned and honed in on along my journey. And so we also do things in person here in Osterville, but we can do everything that I do in person, I can do remotely. And if you go on my website, you can see all the different options. Here is a link that I'm going to click on, Book a Remote Energy Revitalization Healing. So let's click on that. So the Remote Energy Revitalization Healing. Here's a little blurb there. Kelly is a professional master electromagnetic energy and stress reduction expert with 19 years of successful practice. She has learned to harness and direct the energy as needed for each individual session and has the ability to send her clients the energy healing remotely. If you would also like to send healing energy to a particular area of the body, be specific. She can work on one ailment per session. So that's something that people actually ask me to do a lot of. I'm actually pretty popular in that regard because many people have trouble dealing with worry and stress and anxiety. So all of this work that I do really gets down to that deep level and does relax you. Well, I should say it relaxes most people. Everybody's different. But most often what people are telling me is, throughout all the years, is that they feel much more calm and grounded, and overall they feel a higher sense of well-being. And that's because during these sessions, what we're doing is we're removing that heaviness and that imbalance energetically in your body and mind and in your etheric field, which is the energy that surrounds you, And then we're bringing in the chi energy, which is that vital life force energy that everything's made out of. And then unfortunately, sometimes it becomes sick in our own bodies because of our life and our thinking. So what we do is we restore that to harmony. That's a very simplistic way to explain it. So that can be done. And let me just check over here at the studio. I have a caller, so I don't want to, you know, make everybody wait and listen to me blab. And I'm going to say one more thing. Caller 443, you're next. Hold on just 1 second. I am going to just go to one more, one more part of my website that I thought was important. Okay, yes, the distant crystal healing. So I am clicking on the distant crystal healing. If you guys are just joining me, this is Kelly from Kelly Holistic Healing. And today I'm doing a show on free readings. I'm a diviner. What I do is I see higher wisdom, and I divine, meaning I use tools to see visions and get information from. So I use the tarot deck or any kind of card, really. It doesn't matter. And I also use crystals. So I see things in there when I talk to you. I pick up on your energy, and then I get, like, visions and all that kind of stuff. So anyways, so now I'm talking about what I do remotely. So here's the other thing before I take my next caller: distant crystal healing. What I do is I have a 3-day crystal healing activation. And I set up, I lay the crystals. And first of all, I ask you what your name is and what you want to have worked on. And then what we do is we work on those things for your mind, body, and soul at the deep energetic level. And that's a really powerful, amazing thing. Crystals and me get along very well. So that is $60. And you can go on my website and you can select that. And then after you press that Buy Now button and process it, you can text me. My number is down on the bottom row of my website. And then we can, or you can even message me on Facebook. And then we'll chat and I'll, you know, be like, okay, what are your needs and stuff? And then I'll send you a picture after it's activated. So here we go. Caller, thank you for holding. And it's 443. I'm about to take your call. Hello, welcome to Blog Talk.
Good morning, it's Kathy. How are you?
Good morning, Kathy. Good, how are you?
Great.
Welcome to Kelly's Holistic Healing Show. Thank you for calling in for a free reading.
Thank you.
Can you go ahead and ask your question?
I'd like to know if I'm blocked in the chakras, because somebody told me I was. And I find that hard. He said it was the third eye.
That's not true. Because as soon as you called me, as soon as I heard your voice, I was like, ooh, high vibrational and love. That's your gift. You're very high vibrational and you're full of love. No, you're not blocked there.
Yeah, and I thought that was very weird because I've been working on my spiritual journey for the last 8 years, and
no, you're not blocked there. I don't see you blocked there. You're definitely touch. You're totally in touch with the high vibrations. Totally
okay.
In touch there. Now, as soon as I heard your voice, I just got that information. I don't feel that, but you know what? I don't knock anybody else down. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not that kind of
right.
person. I'm not going to judge, but I'm just going to tell you the energy that I'm picking up in an honest way.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like no, you're very in tune. Give me some more questions.
I'd like to know when I'm going to retire from my current job.
Oh, geez, this is a future reading. See, I don't really do future stuff, but you know what I always
right.
do? I get to the root. That's okay. No, I want to get to the root of the question anyway. So I'm just going to talk about in general. I'm going to get to the root of the matter of your career. How about that? Because I already see another question in there. It's like, well, what is my true passion and how do I find that? Because what am I going to do with myself afterwards? That's really what your question is, I feel like. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. So let me tune in there if you don't mind, okay? Because that I do. I'm already getting a lot of information there. Okay. So there's two things going on because right now I'm just like I'm divining with my crystals. So I'm seeing this big, thick, heavy crystal and I'm seeing a really thin, pointy one. So first of all, I feel like you're probably going to be working on your health. That's going to be the first step. You're going to have more time to work on your health. Am I right that that's something that you want to do?
Yes.
Okay. Because I see you, like, enjoying more of the outdoors and being more active. For you, it's like, I just want to be active and I want to be able to go outside and I need more time to myself to be able to breathe and look at nature and meditate. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I feel like with you, it's all about when you finally decide to do it, you'll do it instead of second guessing yourself. So it's more, don't ask me your question because I always say never give your power up to a psychic in the first
right.
place. Always follow your own heart and your own common sense. So I feel like, first of all, you're very intelligent. And when you truly decide you're ready to do it, I see you going full force. There's no stopping you.
Mm-hmm.
So does that answer your question?
Well, do you think I'll do something spiritually? Healing
well,
or?
What happens is, first of all, you have to, because I see the energy of things that are close to your aura. So you're jumping ahead of the game, do you understand? In order to do that stuff, first of all, you have to work on yourself. So that's probably why I'm seeing you having the need to work on your health and more time for yourself and nature and meditating, because that comes before the other stuff, do you understand?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because like me, I have to be in that very grounded, clear space to do what I do, always enhancing my vibration. So, in other words, everybody has their own levels of gifts too, you know, so you have to let it unfold naturally. So it's more like when you truly get into that regular pattern of doing those things for yourself, like meditating, like the nature, like taking time and having that quiet, then things are going to unfold as they should for yourself. Now, please, I think what everybody gets caught up in is trying to be like other people. Not that you're trying to copy anybody, but I mean, there's so many books, there's so many people, there's so many experts, but really, we're the expert ourselves. So we have to open ourselves up to the divine energy and have it flow as it should. No, there's really no way. There's no right or wrong way. Do you understand? So it's more about you taking that time for yourself.
Okay.
And letting it happen.
And
letting it happen and not doubt.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right.
Wow. That's great. Thank you so much.
So nice to talk to you.
You too. Uh-huh.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. I'm going to take my next caller. I'm trying to... Sorry, guys. My button's not working, so... last caller, I'm going to have to X your call, which you may have to, call back in if you want to listen to the show. I'm sorry, because my computer's not cooperating. Okay. Hello, welcome to Blog Talk.
Hi.
Hi, how can I help you?
My name is Yvonne.
Your phone call's a little broken up. I don't know, are you walking right now?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi. I can hear you. Are you walking?
Did you hear me?
I hear like a interference in the background.
No.
Baby's crawling around. I'm not on speakerphone, am I?
No. Your baby crawling around me if you hear her.
All right, well, go ahead and ask your question. Let me see if I can... No, that's okay. Just go ahead and ask your question. Let's see. I don't want the phone to break up because I'm not sure if you have the greatest connection. So if you ask the question, if this call drops, I'll still answer it for you.
I want to move down south with my grandmother. I want to kid you, like, do you see me, like, working? I'm looking for work up there. And
do I see you working as a what?
And I'm thinking of moving down south for my
No, I heard that part, but do I see you working as a what? I didn't hear that part afterwards. I'm sorry.
Oh, working and progressing.
Working in what?
Progressing. Like.
Oh, working and progressing. Okay, that's fine. Thank you. I'm sorry. I have two kids, and one of them, I'm just looking at the monitor, one of them's holding her head. What did you do? No, that's okay. She's all right. She's just not happy to be in her playpen. Hold that thought. I'm going to have to grab my one-year-old. She's freaking out. I will be right with you, okay?
All right.
Okay, thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You for holding. You still there? All right, I'm just
yes.
tuning in now as I have my little one-year-old on my lap. Not fancy.
I have a 5-1-year-old that I'm
oh.
on the floor right now.
Okay, so first of all, what I do is I pick up on the energetic roots so I get to the bottom of things. So just the word, are you progressing in that question? I pick up on a lot of energy, emotion stuff that you're holding on to. For you, I feel like a big hiccup and block is your confidence. And it's probably because you've been knocked down in life a couple times and you may have some negative influences around you. So I feel like when you work on that, moving might be a good thing for you. You said you're moving with your grandma.
Yeah,
that change of scenery, that change of scenery might be good for you because I feel like there's some stagnance where you're at. Do you understand? Does that make sense to you?
A lot of sadness, yes.
Okay, so I'm happy for you. I feel good. I feel good vibrations, good positive vibrations. I feel more positive people, more supportive people, because I really don't feel like you have that around you right now. Am I correct?
I don't. And it's
yeah,
like
I'm sorry.
It's forcing me to believe that they... Yeah.
Oh, I feel bad for you. I'm sorry. I
feel bad for
me. You know, I hate when people
but
are just
good...
being cruel, but you are a good person. And you are going to feel like your vibration is going to be enhanced because there's going to be people that love you down there. You have family down there that you're more close to besides your grandma, don't you?
I haven't seen them in years. That's why I'm questioning
but that's okay.
it. Like, I feel so... I
feel
so
like they love you.
So
there's that deep bond. There's that deep bond and that deep love, though. Right?
Yeah.
See, that's...
So how long?
That's what life's about, in
yeah.
my opinion.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm happy for you. I feel like if you do, if you are moving, that's just positive stuff going on down there.
How long do you see me staying there?
Oh, that's the kind of stuff I don't read. I read the energy.
Oh, no, that's fine.
And so what I always say is never give you... Are you still there? Are you still
never
here?
What?
Oh,
yeah.
What I always say is never give up your power to anybody that's reading for you. Always follow your heart. And really, do you really want to know every detail of your future? Because that all unfolds. You know, it unfolds as it should. And I feel like if somebody says, oh, 3 months, you're going to be like, if there's some opportunity... After 3 months, you're like, nope, she said 3 months. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
It's good to just let opportunities come because when you change your thinking and you are open to more positive things, then you have more opportunities. So I
yeah.
am also hearing opportunities for you, more opportunities. Where you are right now, it's just, I'm sorry to say this, but it's kind of like a dead zone. It's like a dead zone. It's like a dead zone. Like, I see it's just not for you because there's not many, even, like, job opportunities for you.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
And even if, like, I don't drive, so I don't drive. So, you know, even if I have the few opportunities I do have, I need a car to get there. Not saying, I don't need one down south, but, you know, I have more help and support.
Exactly. And like I said, never, ever just follow the psychic because I'm saying, oh, yeah, it'll be good down there. Follow your heart first. That's just what I'm picking up on, and I'm just being honest, okay?
No, definitely, because I really, like, I just came up out with this idea out of the blue. I'm just like, I'm so unhappy. Because I'm also, before I go down south, I'm going to stay with my mom in New York for a few months.
Oh, well, that's fun.
So, you know, that'll give me, you know, so I can get level-headed and...
Absolutely.
I know what I need to do. I know what I want to do. I just need to
do
it.
You go, girl. Just,
and
like, own it, man.
Up here.
No.
I can't do it here. And I live on a mountain. It's beautiful. It's so beautiful. But you got to already be, like, established and content.
Right.
And financially content up here. And it's just
you
got to
do what you
got to
do for your own life and your own happiness, right? It's time.
Yeah.
Well, I have two other callers, but I just want to say thank you so much. I didn't want to cut you off because I know you got a lot of stuff going on. I hate to cut people off, but I just do want to say if anybody wants to book a longer reading, they can go to my website, kellyroy.com, and click on book a reading. We have 20 minutes and 60 minutes there. Not that I'm trying to get you to go there, because I know financially you
no,
want to save and stuff. All right, you have a great day.
So.
It was nice to meet you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, we have 3 minutes left, so 313, you're next.
Hello,
hi, how can I help you? Hi, good, how are you?
Hi, thank you. I was wondering, when would I hear from Sam? Or, like, what is going on with him?
You broke up when you asked your main question. You were wondering about what?
When would I hear from Sam?
I can't hear you. You're breaking up. We don't have a great connection.
I said, when would I hear from Sam?
When will you hear from Sam? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, what I don't do fortune-telling readings, but what I do is I pick up on the energetic roots of things. And I can read for you, but I can't necessarily read for other people. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pick up on, can you give me more details? Like, what's your real question there? Is it a relationship and just somebody that you're missing and you wonder if they're going to call you and rekindle? Is that what your question is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So what I'm going to do
like,
is I'm going to go to your heart center, and I'm going to talk about your relationships and the energy there, if you don't mind. Okay.
That's fine.
So what I see
so
is
you
1 minute
up,
left.
Matter.
1 minute left. I know I'm not sure I can do this in 1 minute, but what I am picking up on your heart is it's been broken many times, and what's happening is sometimes you look in the wrong place for love, but I'm seeing now it's important for you to actually strengthen yourself and worrying about other people. And believe it or not, when I see you doing that, I see the right people coming into your life, because sometimes when we're just lonely and we want people in our life to fill that, we don't necessarily have
mm-hmm.
the right people that come. So what I feel like is
right.
important for you right now is to do things that you enjoy and live your life and do healthy things for yourself. And then once
okay.
you do that, then you'll know when the right people are in your life. And listen to those red flags, please, you know, like the warning signs. Please listen to those ahead of time. I don't want you to keep getting stuck in that same pattern. Does that help
okay.
you? Because I only have, like, 30 seconds left.
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. You have a great day. So,
okay.
everybody, thank you for joining me. Thanks, guys, for the callers. I know there's one more person, 443, but I wasn't able to get to you. I'm sorry. But everybody can go to kellyroy.com, KELIEROY.com. Book longer, more detailed readings where I can tune in and, you know, it doesn't have to be on air, so we can get to the nitty-gritty stuff. Click on book a reading on my website. And I hope you guys have a great day. I have 10 seconds left, so I just want to say live your best life. And make sure you ground yourself with vibration. Blessings to everybody. Bye-bye.